hello there. Welcome to an episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
I had to pause there. I had to think what my name was. I was like, wait a minute. What am I supposed to do next? I've only done this for a million episodes. I got a bit confused.
Are you having like a personality crisis?
You're like, I may be having a stroke.
Where am I? What time is it? What year is it? I don't know.
Nah, it's going to be a good show. Lots going on. All of a sudden, I thought it was going to be a slow news week, but all of a sudden, things have picked up. Weirdos out there, Rochelle, and we are going to talk about them. All
that's
that and
why
more.
We stay in our basement.
That's why we stay in our basement. Tip, tap, tip. How are you doing, Rochelle?
I got honked at.
What? Where? What?
I don't know. We were walking and then this truck drove past us.
Yeah.
Me and my friend. And they honked at us.
Did they yell anything or did they just go?
No. They just... So I don't know if it's someone that we knew. I didn't recognize the black truck. I don't... Do we know anyone that has a black truck?
The only person I know who owns a black truck was the same guy who yelled at me. When I was jogging, I mentioned it last episode.
Oh, you know who that is? Who yelled at you?
No, what? It was just a guy in a black truck.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Maybe it's a guy who just drives around the neighborhood.
And you know what? They could have been honking at my friend because she was wearing a pretty short skirt and she's very tall and skinny.
Yep.
Or they could have been honking at me. I don't know. I choose to think that they were honking at me and my hot tits.
That friend is...
Right? Hot tits?
Absolutely. Yeah? And that friend is Andrea.
Who was on our show.
Last episode. So.
And I do recommend listening to her latest podcast. I tried to share it on my Facebook page, but it didn't work. What's her podcast called again? Joyful Parenting.
The Joyful Parenting
and
Podcast.
The last podcast I found very interesting about she... spoke to someone at the sexual center in Calgary. I don't even know. I'm totally botching this.
Rochelle.
Totally botching this. Anyway, she asked a lot of really interesting questions this lady about how to talk to your kids about gender equality and LGBTQ groups in schools and classrooms and all that kind of stuff, which... you know, things that I think all parents need to think about.
Yep.
And consider.
They will be a question, especially in 2019.
Yeah.
Lots to talk. Yeah, check it out. Maybe I'll put a link to it. You can check it out if I remember by the end of the episode. Favorite things this week. I actually, you know, because it seems like I'm at a loss to think what my favorite thing is this week. And usually when I think of it, it's always copying what Rochelle is. And then Rochelle gets pissed off at me. Rightfully so. Because Rochelle always comes up with
something.
Because
you just copy everything I do.
But I do have something. So you feel free to copy me.
I don't really do that. But okay. Thank you.
I'm giving you permission. My favorite thing is rediscovering comics and graphic novels. Thanks to our...
And that is copying me.
No way.
Yes, it is. I'm the one who always likes graphic novels and comics. And I have been buying graphic novels and trying to write graphic novels. And then you're like, well, yeah, I'm going to do that too. So see? Copying me again.
Mr. Copier.
I know that you did used to collect comic books.
I still have a bunch of comics in
It's not totally copying me, I guess.
But I've rediscovered the world of comic books and stuff through our public library, which allows me to take home gigantic stacks of books that I probably will never get around to reading. But I'll tell you what I've read lately, which was really good. I can't remember his name now. Buster.
One I'm reading right now that is so good and so gross, and apparently it's a classic. I purchased at our comic book store, Words and Pictures, in Calgary on Center Street, and it's called Black Hole, and it is pretty gross. It's people are spreading this disease. It's a sexually transmitted disease, and it turns you into a mutant. So you're like, you know, if you're super hot and you're half mutant, and then the person who's not infected will be tempted by, like, this one guy gets tempted by a girl that has a tail.
Yeah, and just to let you know,
she has a tail, and he thinks it's hot.
Just,
I'm like, why would you want to do that?
But, so just to let you know how this so affects gross. My life, I'm sitting there in the kitchen. Rochelle comes up to me and says, Eric, if I had a tail, would you think that would be sexy?
And Eric's like, where is this coming from?
This is an actual question. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm trying to get a snack or something. It's like, really though, if I had a tail, would that turn you on? Would that give you a boner? I'm like, I don't know. This is the weirdest question. And then she's describing all these other ailments that people in this comic book.
Well, this one guy has a second mouth.
Oh yeah, that is kind of weird.
And it's underneath his shirt, like kind of
by his collarbone.
Right? By his collarbone, yeah. And then this girl starts making out with him, and then she starts kissing his second mouth. She's like, "Oh, there's even a little tongue in here," and he becomes uncomfortable with it. He doesn't really like it.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then his second mouth talks in his sleep, and basically. He can't keep any secrets because the second mouth is telling all the secrets
the
while
worst.
He's sleeping. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah,
I think you should actually have that because then I would actually know you better.
My second mouth?
Your second mouth.
No, I read. I just went through Chester Brown, who's a Canadian artist and comic book artist. He wrote a graphic novel called "Paying For It," in which he describes his journey after monogamy. And then being a John, paying for prostitutes, and his experiences, that it is very interesting.
People are going to think we're such dirty fuckers because we're reading these comic books.
No, but this
this just happened not coincident. Like, by coincidence. We didn't actually both choose dirty comic books.
No. I read his Louis Riel book, and I really liked it. So I said, okay, I'll check out. What else is by him? And that's when that came up. So.
Yep.
I'm not a weirdo. Mostly. Mostly not. Sometimes. But not because of that. So anyways, okay. What is your favorite thing this week? You can't say comic books because that's what I said.
You have to think of a different thing. You already that I don't want to copy you. So
yeah.
My favorite thing this week would be that our son finally knows how to ride a bike, and I went for a bike ride with him, which I have been waiting to do forever. I was able to put our little one, 2-year-old, into the back of my bike, has a little seat on it, and then my other boy, 7-year-old, was biking on the sidewalk, and it was pretty awesome because I always really want to go for bike rides with him, and he couldn't do it until now.
I don't know who feels more of a sense of accomplishment. Bo, our child who's learned to ride the bike, or Eric, the father who's been struggling to teach this kid to ride a bike for the last 2 years.
I know.
And finally came up with a different strategy, and it all worked out. And actually, you know what? Coincidentally, Bo's friend who lives on the corner by the pathway, after I told that mother about my strategy, he is now riding a bike. Within days.
Wow. What's your strategy? What's your secret? What is it?
Well, okay. You know what? For all those listeners out there who happen to be teaching their children to riding bike, maybe there's, who knows? Here's my strategy. Get the kid on a bike, and everywhere you go in the neighborhood, the kid is getting on the bike. Whether it takes them a million years to get to the park, scooting along at their own pace, just a lot of patience, and then
so just scooting along on the bike, like learning how to balance.
It's all about comfort,
and then yeah, so getting comfortable on the bike,
yeah, and then you kind of force the issue.
Yeah, because there were many arguments with our child, and I think the strategy that really worked was that if he went for a bike ride the day before, then the next day he was allowed to have extra screen time, and that definitely
so.
I think that helped.
And now all he wants to do is ride a bike. So there you go. Can't get him off his bike.
And thank you very much, Eric. You're a super dad. I'm so glad you did that, because I just ended up yelling at him every time I took him out.
We were doing it wrong. And it took me a while to kind of figure it out. I basically started from scratch, forgot everything I knew. I'm like, okay, let's just get him on the bike and walk around.
Yeah. So I just want to say my other favorite thing is that I am having an art show.
Yes.
In October.
Another one.
And it's going to be up for a whole month. It's going to be up from October 4th to October 26th at Art Point Gallery in Inglewood. Super excited about it. We have a lot of fun things that we're planning on doing for
More details as we kind of
So I am in the studio a lot.
We're busy. Well, Rochelle's a busy little bee.
I am a busy little bee and a little bit stressed out about it, but also enjoying it a lot too. So that's good.
Look for more details coming soon.
We got
we're cooking up some plans.
Super fun. My goal this year was to only have one art show and sell one painting, and I surpassed that.
Yeah.
That feels really good.
Mm-hmm. So both Rochelle and I are busy, especially on this next show, kind of take it to the next level.
Yeah.
He's super fun.
You're like my right hand art pimp.
Your Guy Friday, your whatever they call it.
You're like my everything. You're my everything.
You know, Is that a song? I feel like that's
You're
a song.
My everything. It should be a song, yeah. I had an idea to make paintings based on Bryan Adams songs titles.
Sounds like it should be a Bryan.
Everything I do it for you. That's the song that you're thinking.
Oh, it is
of.
A song, but not by Bryan Adams. I'm thinking of another song.
You're My Everything is a song?
Similar to that.
Who sings it?
Material Issue.
Oh, that's a band that you like. Yeah, I don't really know them that much.
I can bring it up.
Sure.
Hold on. We'll get back to our Spotify playlist, Tip Tap Tip episode.
But if you think about it, so I was listening to that song by Bryan Adams where he was Heaven. Heaven, the song by Bryan Adams about.
We'll play a second.
Oh, this is the Material Issue one. Yeah, okay.
It's a power ballad.
Oh, nice.
Just listen to the chorus. It'll make you cry. That's the song I was thinking about.
That's so beautiful. I love it.
Good. Now you know.
You know, I think I discovered this band when I owned the salon, and you put it on my little iPod. Mm-hmm. You put so much music on there. And then when I didn't have any clients, I would just scroll through it. And then I was like, Material Issue, what is this?
They're
great. I played it and I was like, Eric, I like it.
They were a really good band.
Like 90s, right?
Yeah. They would have been, I don't want to get into a tragic ending, but...
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
What happened? Now you have to say it. If you mentioned it, then you have to say it.
You know, for a guy who wrote such poppy, happy songs, he was not a happy guy. And unfortunately, he committed suicide in 1997.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Okay, moving along.
But he made some good music, and we're still liking it now.
They made a string of really, really good albums.
Yeah.
Let's get into some news. I found this interesting. Rochelle, have a look at this.
Men may be put off recycling because they think it makes them seem gay. What? Are you kidding me?
This is in the news.
Where did you find this?
On the internet, so you
is
know it's
legit?
True.
Is this legit? No, seriously.
Read the article.
This is a joke, though, right?
No, this. Read the article.
Okay. According to new research, men wanting to seem heterosexual may be less likely to do pro-environmental behaviors, PEBs, which make them seem feminine because it might mean their sexuality is perceived as homosexual. The research involved 960 participants and looked at the differing perceptions of men and women doing feminine and masculine activities. PEBs such as buying a cup or turning buying a keep cup are okay, so not like a, so a reusable cup.
Yeah, yeah, reusable cup.
Are turning off the air conditioning were also perceived as feminine. What?
Okay. Pause for a second. Let me articulate this for you. Recycling? That's fucking gay. Get it now?
Okay, yeah. But get that's like not your personality,
it's
though.
It's like, yeah. I'm
you're
portraying
pretending.
The character. I'm
you're
not.
Acting.
Those are not my real feelings. I would never say that in real way.
Because you're gay.
What? What?
See? Okay.
Anyways,
you're not. And this is what this article is saying. I don't really know if I agree with like being okay, so they're saying feminine in like quotations.
Yeah.
Because it fits with the perception of women as nurturing caregivers. Participants rated on a 10-point scale whether someone conformed to typically masculine or feminine tendencies. Based on this, they were then asked to guess what that person's sexual identity. Those whose behaviors conformed to their gender were considered more likely to be heterosexual, whereas those who performed what were perceived as non-gender conforming behaviors, such as men caring about the environment, were more likely to be considered gay. Reflecting the tendency to see environmentalism as female, all feminine, all the people were rated as more feminine than masculine, regardless of the behaviors they did, said Professor Janet K. Swim, who authored the study. If being seen as heterosexual is important to a person, that person may prioritize gender conforming over gender nonconforming pro-environmental behaviors in anticipation of how others might see them.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, the study concluded that some men who wanted to be seen as heterosexual would likely avoid PEBs in order to avoid their sexuality being interpreted otherwise.
Okay.
Last quote.
Sure.
People may avoid certain behaviors because they are managing their gender impression they anticipate others will have of them, or they may be avoided if the behaviors they choose do not match their gender.
So what is your take on this, Rochelle?
I can see certain people thinking that way. Yeah.
Well, like,
I can see that because, yeah, like when you say, okay, there's a dude driving, like a single dude driving the biggest truck mm-hmm. possible with the hugest wheels,
yep.
the biggest motor, guzzling gas.
And you know
versus
what?
Versus guy.
That truck is probably not a hybrid.
Yeah, not a hybrid, obviously not. I said gas guzzler,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Versus a guy who is driving a Prius that goes really, really, like, doesn't go as fast, doesn't make as a loud of an engine. Those things are associated, I think, with, you know,
masculinity.
There's yeah.
The whole, I think this might be an Alberta phenomenon. Alberta.
Is it?
No, where people, what they call is they call it rolling coal, where they just like, blast like black smoke out of their truck.
Yeah.
In a show of
my negative thing with the Prius is if you take it into the mountains, does it drive okay? Does it get up hills? I think it's more of a city car, right? Like I don't think it would really.
Well, it's like a sedan, right? So again,
I don't think their engine is very strong. Like I personally wouldn't buy one because we had a 4-cylinder engine and it was hard driving in the mountains. Like we could not get up the hills even just to go to Canmore,
like
which is not even in the mountains.
They are going to be making like Ford has announced that they're going to be making, I think, electric versions, all electric, not the hybrid versions of their popular Ford 150 truck, of which we see all over the place here.
So, okay, so they're getting them better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. They can get some power to them.
But, yeah. So,
But recycling.
So, yeah, recycling, I don't really get that. Maybe 10 years ago, but now, I mean, especially in our city, you don't have to make any sort of effort at all.
Yeah,
and it's kind of in your house. Like, it's not like before 10 years ago, I remember recycling was a huge chore because I lived in an apartment. Apartment buildings didn't have recycling bins. So you actually had to save your recycling and then bring it to go to the Safeway parking lot and sort the bins yourself. So it took a lot of effort. Whereas now, like in our house, you just put it in the recycling bin and they come pick it up.
Yeah, they just pick it up.
So it's pretty easy. So I really don't see like the reason for that to be, you know, more caregiving.
I always guess that people who make the loudest stink about these being perceived as feminine or whatever are part of the most insecure people about their own sexuality. It's like the guys who make the loudest stink are probably the most insecure people.
I don't know about that.
I would say so. I think it's a...
What, you know them personally?
I know everybody. I'm the eyes and ears of the world.
Yeah, I'm not a psychologist either. I'm not standing behind you with that because I don't really know.
I'm the king.
But I know as a woman,
yes,
I would probably be more attracted to the guy driving the truck versus the guy driving the Prius.
Why? Because you like the bad boy?
Because trucks are hotter.
Really?
Sexier. They have more power and strength, whereas a Prius is just kind of seems like a bike.
Rochelle, do you want
to... it's kind of wimpy.
Rochelle, do you want me to tell you what the sexiest word in the world is?
What?
Torque.
What is that for?
Let me say it again in my sexy voice. Torque. It's power.
So, okay, if you came up to me, Eric, and you were like, Rochelle, my dream vehicle
has a lot of torque.
No. If you were like, Rochelle, my dream vehicle is a smart car.
Yeah.
I would kind of be like, really? Why? But if you came up to me and you were like, Rochelle, my dream vehicle is a Jeep or a truck, I'd be like, yeah, I want to see you in that.
Well, first of all, I'd never say that because I would go up to you and I'd say, Rochelle, my dream vehicle is a tank.
Shut up. Now you're just blowing it out of proportion.
You know, there's some days where I pretend, I'm like, oh, what would it be like if I just had a tank?
Why would you do that? Why would you even think that?
Because I'm like...
You want to shoot people?
No, not even shoot people. Just drive over.
You want to drive over people?
It's like, tank is a kind of vehicle which says, get the fuck out of my way. I'm in a tank.
Because you're such a bad driver that you need people to be scared of you.
I'm not. No, if you
is that okay. Why you're just like, if I have a tank, I don't have to abide by any traffic laws. People just move.
Okay.
Why don't you just get a bus?
Just imagine, you're driving along in our minivan, and your rear view mirror, you see a tank coming barreling towards you. What do you do? Get the fuck out of the way, right?
No, because I would assume that they would be safe drivers and they wouldn't hurt me.
Yes, that's what you would do if you saw a tank coming at you.
Are we in a military zone? That's a question.
If you saw a tank...
Is this in the city of Calgary or a military zone?
If you saw a tank, you're driving to like...
Is there a war going on?
No, there's just a tank coming at you. What do you do?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't move. Why would I move?
Then you would die.
Why?
Because you get smushed.
Why?
Because it's a tank.
Eric, but we're not in a war.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter. People don't do that unless you're in a war.
People don't drive tanks. indiscriminate.
If there was a tank, like for some reason there is some sort of military event happening in Calgary and there was a tank driving behind me, I would not move out of the way with fear, because I don't live in fear of war or of being shot at or being driven over by a tank, because it doesn't exist in the city of Calgary.
What if some guy hijacked a tank? It could happen.
I wouldn't know that, would I?
Yeah, you would assume that he's totally cool.
Yeah, I would.
And then he would smush you.
And then
Pancake Rochelle. Case closed. Eric's the best.
You don't make any sense at all. Plus, you're actually not, like, your point is actually showing everybody that you're scared of being considered gay so much that you would drive a tank. That's your point.
Okay.
Your point is that you are so insecure in your sexuality that you have to get the biggest vehicle that has a bulletproof shell. That's how insecure you are in your sexuality.
You know what I love what you just said? You just turned that point I made a few minutes ago, turned it right back on my face.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow.
Because you're the one who was talking about the article.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just totally proved the article as correct.
Huh? I guess Michelle's right. There's really no coming back from that. Michelle just made the best point of all. So yeah. Apparently I'm super insecure about my sexuality.
You said it before. You said the guy who drives the biggest truck is insecure about his sexuality. Then you said you want to drive a tank.
Which makes me super insecure.
Exactly. There you go.
I still want a tank though. I don't care.
Oh my goodness.
Can I buy a tank?
You know what? I just don't want a little tiny vehicle because
the reason
we drove a PT Cruiser and I felt incredibly unsafe in the PT Cruiser because every time I pulled up behind a truck, the back of the truck was above my windshield, which meant that if I got into a car accident, I would be toast.
Yeah.
But so that's the reason why we got a bigger vehicle, because it's just safer. Everybody in Alberta has trucks.
Anyways, about the tank.
Or SUVs.
I'm wondering if I could buy a tank. The reason I'm asking is, and you've seen this, there is a person in our neighborhood who has a fire truck.
I don't know why they have a fire truck.
It is the neighborhood mystery. They have a full-size fire truck on their driveway.
Yeah. Never moves. I think that pretty much is a clear indication to the cops that this is a drug dealing house because they have enough money to buy a tank, yet they live in like a fire truck.
Yeah.
But they live in the shittiest house. They never ever mow their lawn. It's like squalor. It's so gross. And I've seen people, because I'm a mom spy.
Yes.
If nobody knew this about our neighborhood, is that I spy in our neighborhood for free. So if you needed to know anything about our neighbors, I will tell you everything about them. I've seen people drive up to the house, run up to the door, and then run back to their car and drive away. I'm like, well, like what else would, unless they're selling stuff on Kijiji, but
yeah,
you don't make that much money to buy a fire truck if you're selling stuff on Kijiji.
Let's get into some other.
Plus, I've also seen other very expensive vehicles parked in front of their house.
Yeah. No tanks, though. Just a fire truck.
Yeah.
Larry King, who you know, is a very popular talk show. Apparently, he's been married 7 times. And now that's not working out for him.
Larry King, longtime CNNer and host, has filed for divorce from his 7th wife, Sean. He no longer works for this network or our sister network, but it is his 8th divorce and 7th wife.
Yes, okay. Exactly. I'll go over that. Hi, good morning. So, you know, they were going on 22 years. Next month would have been their 22nd anniversary. But the marriage between Larry King and Sean Southwick is over. Court documents cite irreconcilable differences. They split up in June and have 2 adult sons. This had been his longest marriage. King has been married, like you said, 8 times to 7 different women. He'd married, divorced, then remarried one of his previous wives. King hosted the Larry King live show on CNN for 25 years.
So one would think that after 3 marriages, you would go, okay, well, maybe marriage is not for me. Maybe I'm just not cut out for it. But after...
Why would you think that? Elizabeth Taylor married like 7 times as well. I think that if you meet someone and you fall in love with them and you want to marry them, then you just do it. And that's exactly what he did. Is he just...
Again and again and again.
But you also, when you're so famous, you meet so many people and you have so much money. So then I think it's harder to know if the person is actually in love with you or in love with, you know, the idea of you.
Mm.
Right?
So if you were famous... We're playing hypothetical again. Would you get married? Do you think you would have a long-term relationship? Pause.
I don't know. Why would you, I don't really understand that.
So you're thinking that in Larry King's case, it's not excessive. That's kind of par for the course of being a celebrity.
Well, see, so I don't think that it's Larry King's fault that he has so many wives. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is.
We can
because,
only speculate.
Because the thing is that, you know, he kind of has the pick of the litter too, right? Because he's so famous. He could just be like, okay, I'm done with you because this other lady is interested in me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think being famous is probably the worst thing ever for marriage. If you think of like so many people who are famous, the only person that I know of who never got divorced was Patrick Swayze. He was with the same
high
wife.
High school sweetheart, right?
Yeah. And probably because they met before he became famous. Mm-hmm. So that never really was a part of the relationship, right? Yeah.
Patrick Swayze. Another reason that he was one of the best people ever, right, Rochelle?
I think he was just like...
He seemed like a good guy.
Yeah.
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 Like a straight arrow...
Johnny Depp kind of seems that way too. Like he seems like he likes the fame, but then he kind of like hides outside of the fame. But he's seems a little odd too. I've seen him on some talk shows.
Now
it kind of seems like he's just Pirates of the Caribbean all the time.
Yeah, he's kind of taking. I feel like he's taking himself a little bit too seriously.
No,
I do.
Why?
Because now he's playing in rock bands and trying to be a rock star.
Lots of actors do that.
Yeah, but he's really having a go at it, Rochelle.
So?
He's really taking it seriously.
So? What's wrong with that?
I'm not really into the music that he makes.
You don't have to like it.
He's in a band currently called the Hollywood Vampires. I'm not going to play it for you because tip, tap, tip rule. I only play music I like.
But my point is that he seems, not full of himself.
I would argue with that. I think he's taking himself very seriously as an artist to the point.
Well, what's wrong with that? Do you say that like it's a bad thing?
No, to the point where his head's up his own ass.
Oh, well, that's different.
And please, Johnny Depp, don't listen to the show and beat me up. I'm sure you're actually a really nice guy. Because, you know, who knows?
Who is one of your favorite actors? One of my favorite actors was the dude who played Professor Snape.
Oh, Alan Rickman.
Yeah, I really liked him. But I didn't really know. I don't really know very much about him as personal life. So, I don't know who he is as a person. I really don't. So I can only base it on him as an actor.
He may be a nice guy. He may kick dogs. We don't know.
But that's my point is with this talk show, dude, like everybody knows him from his TV personality.
Yeah.
So everybody thinks that they know him from his TV personality, but he could be
a
wife abuser.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that's why he's been married so many times.
Ooh.
Right? But this last lady was with him for 22 years. That's a good stretch. That's a long time.
You know, after 22 years, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it just didn't work out.
Well, 22 years, that's like twice as long as we've been married.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to divorce you probably in another 12 years, especially if you have money. I'll totally do that.
If my eyebrows get this a fraction of a millimeter longer, Rochelle's hitting the road.
But it looks like he's a lot older than her too. So yeah, he's like, what is he, 100 years old now?
I'm guessing he's probably, okay, and
80, 90.
Okay, let's do Larry King is, I say he is,
I say he's 87.
I say he is 82. So let's see who's closer. Oops. Larry King, radio host. I say he is, oh, he's 85, right in the middle.
Oh, okay. So we're close.
Yeah.
So, and she looks a lot younger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why would you want to marry someone so much older? But, you know, she did that already, so mm-hmm. I don't know.
And then, well, yeah, so.
As a woman, I would never marry a man who's like 20 years older than me or even yeah, 10 like 30 years older.
In her case, she looks
yeah.
not that old.
But they can't do anything when you get old.
No.
Even with Viagra.
You'd have to take a handful.
Yeah, you gotta stock up.
good news, Rochelle. Great news, in fact. McDonald's Canada revamps its iconic burgers. Taking it to the...
Why does Canada have different burgers or something?
Let me tell you what's going on. McDonald's Canada is shaking up the way it cooks and serves its classic beef burgers. Whether it's a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Cheeseburger, Canadians, and I'm sorry, U.S. listeners, we got the good stuff, will now be able to enjoy a more delicious experience in every bite of their classic beef burger favorites at participating McDonald's restaurants across the country. I hope one of ours is participating.
This just sounds like a commercial. Why are you... Do we get paid for this?
I don't. I should get paid.
Then why are you talking about this?
Because I'm very curious.
I'm not at all.
Okay, I'll just plow through this.
I don't like McDonald's. It makes me feel sick.
I'll tell you the list of
too many chemicals in it.
I'll go through the 5-point list of improvements.
No chemicals.
Well, here's what we have. 100% Canadian beef patties now cooked in smaller batches for hotter and juicier beef.
Cooked by teenagers.
Cooked by teenagers.
So they
and
actually
robots.
Really don't give a shit.
Yeah. Storage changes for fresher and crisper produce. Onions added directly on the patties on the grill to intensify flavor. More mac sauce on Big Macs.
And, gross.
Warmer buns. I don't know about you, Rochelle, but I am...
Warmer buns? Like, what does that have to do with it? By the time you get it, the buns are cold anyway.
But maybe they've improved their formula.
Their bun warming machine.
So, right now... All of our international listeners on all countries except for Canada are kind of jealous, I bet. They're going, oh, man, Canada, you get all the good stuff first, which is never really the case.
You know what? I don't like McDonald's, and no matter how much you talk about it, we're not going there. Mm-hmm. I say no.
Sorry,
no.
McDonald's. You're going to have to do better to get Rochelle in there. They said nothing but their fries, which, you know what, are perfection. So what can you do?
No, they're not. They're so gross. The minute they turn cold, you might as well just have like lard sticks. Like it's like chewing greasy, like you can't even taste the potato. It's just oil soaked in it so much that it just tastes like oil.
All right.
It's disgusting. All right. Then they just douse it. Like, you know what? I'll put a cup of olive oil, fill it up with salt, and then you can drink that and you probably feel better than after you eat McDonald's fries.
Yeah, probably.
And it probably tastes the same.
And it'll probably poop better the next day.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So not a fan of McDonald's. Do better. Start from scratch.
I like A&W. I'm liking A&W. Their yam fries, really good. Their hamburgers don't make me feel sick afterwards.
That's a plus.
Their buns... are not like that weird yellowy kind of dough.
What do they do?
You know, like,
what do they do? It's weird.
I know, it is weird. When I worked at Wendy's, I just hated those buns.
Listeners, if you're getting married, watch out. There is somebody who may be crashing. You know you make me wanna have
a a little bit louder now. Who doesn't love wedding crashers?
You know what, Rochelle? We should get a record scratch sound effect for our show.
That's so
just
90s.
Like the people from Inside Edition. They have that on the ready whenever they're editing these videos together. Like, oh, this video needs a record scratch. Okay, I'm on it.
But there's a real one causing a marital headache in Texas, investigators say. Get a good look at the suspect. This woman, the sheriff's office claims, has been frequently attending weddings in the area uninvited and wearing this outfit. She poses as a guest and then steals gifts, they allege. Detectives are hoping a $4,000 Crime Stoppers reward will help lead to her arrest. Because when it's your wedding day...
Well, I have a microphone and you don't. So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
You
stand me
right. You don't want the wedding singer or the wedding crasher to ruin the big day. For InsideEdition.com, I'm...
Blah, 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 blah.
So are we crashing weddings?
I know. I was watching that video when I was preparing the show. I was thinking, oh,
it's a good idea.
Yeah. You know, all I need is like a suit, which I have. And look, I just got to walk in.
I mean, I'm thinking, trying to think of our wedding. We didn't have a gift table because we didn't do it that way. We just said we want money and gift cards.
My.
And then people just gave it to us. Like, there was no spot to put it at. Plus, our wedding was so small. Like, if somebody came in and we didn't know them, we would realize that right away.
But I was thinking about this and what you mentioned on the previous show about if you want to get into some place, wherever it happens to be, and you're technically not authorized to be there, just look like you're supposed to be in there and just walk confidently and no one will stop you. Or,
yeah. And that's what surprised me about this lady is that she doesn't even look like she's dressed to go to a wedding. No, it looks like she was just wearing
like a blouse or something,
T-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't look like if you're going to crash a wedding, you would for sure need to be dressed like you're going to a wedding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then my other question is, you know, like for our wedding, we had dinner and we had only dinner for the amount of guests that RSVP'd. So you would know if there was an extra person.
Maybe she shows up later in the evening.
Like, oh, yeah. And probably after people are drunk. That's a good idea.
You know,
I'm not saying I don't think you should do it.
But. And if it's a bigger wedding, you know, you might not really know all the people if you're a guest because there's some people from one side of the family or another.
And then people are going to be talking to her and asking her questions. Like, how do you...
Oh, who do you know?
You'd really have to, like, come up with a really good lie.
Well, if you walk in there, you could say, you know, there's probably decorations on all around saying, congratulations, so-and-so and so-and-so. So you just need to... remember one of the names, say, oh yeah, I'm a friend of blah 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 blah. But then, you know what, people might call you on it. Then again, she could just kind of go in there quickly, do her thing, and walk right out. I don't think she's probably there to stay.
Yeah,
but
go in, grab your Instapot, and get out.
I know,
right?
Too bad Instapots weren't invented when we got married. That would have been a good
we didn't ask for presents, Eric. We got money. Oh, yeah. This is how we paid for our furniture, which we still have now.
Still.
So I think that was better because we lived together before too. So,
oh my goodness.
You know, we had appliances and crock pots and I think
between the two of us, we had.
Yeah, like we had all that stuff. So anyway, I have a Capital One credit card and I got an email saying that my information has been breached because
that was a story.
Somebody hacked into Capital One and stole everybody's personal information. So it told me to go, like Capital One emailed me and told me to go to this website to make sure to check or whatever.
I forgot to mention that to you because that was a big story in the news, like a big breach of information.
Yeah. But so they didn't get my social insurance number, but they got everything else.
Apparently they stole information from...
like a lot of people.
I'm just pulling this up here. 106 million people between US and Canada. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So part of me is like, you know, I just want to close that account.
I think... I've said,
I don't know if that's going to make a difference.
It's what, you know what? Once it's out there, it's out there.
Like, yeah. Like it's done.
Just kind of put your hands up in the air and go, that sucks. You can't un, you know.
But what can people do with just your name and your address?
They
can,
well, you know, who knows what kind of nasty things they could be up to. But, you know, it's good that they told you that. I'm sure they are in a lot of shit. Whoever works at Capital One, whoever.
Yeah, now they're offering like free insurance for people who have the credit cards.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
But yeah, that sucks. Hopefully nothing will come of it. Thankfully, I'm not a millionaire, so that's probably good.
Yep.
You can't really get much from me if you tried.
Mm-hmm. Last story. So I don't want to talk about this woman or Capital One. But I do want to talk about Welsh Town that installs anti-sex toilets. I had no idea that was a thing.
What?
A town in Wales.
Anti-what?
Anti-sex toilets. Because
why would you have a sex toilet?
Anti-sex toilet.
I know, but what is a sex toilet?
It's just a regular toilet that people like to fuck in.
I want to go to that one.
Well, okay. We can't go to this town. A Welsh seaside town plans to install public toilets with measures to prevent people having sex inside, including a squealing alarm, the doors shooting open, and a chilly spray of water.
How would they? Is this a this? So this is a major problem there.
Apparently, it's a big enough problem that they want to.
Wow.
Porthcawl on Wales' southern coast plans to replace its Griffin Park public toilets with models that deter, and this is in quotes, inappropriate sexual activity and vandalism. According to the newspaper, toilets will cost the town about $200,000, while users will pay a fee to access them still. Movement sensors inside the toilet will respond to violent activity, while weight sensors will be installed to detect the entrance of more than one person, triggering deterrent measures.
I kind of want to go there and test it out.
It's my
You know that's what people are going to do, right?
If a user remains in the toilet for too long, a warning message will play while the lights and heating will switch off.
Oh, so if you're having bowel problems, good luck.
You know what? Sometimes it takes a while.
Wow. There is the public bathroom in Calgary is like that too. It's only the door only closes for a certain amount of time.
Oh, wow.
Then it just swings open.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
that's more for drug users than sex. Or it could be sex. Who knows?
You know, those people maybe.
It's pretty. I've never been inside of it, so I don't know.
The planning documents also include a high pressure floor and wall washer, which could activate after every use of the toilet or less frequency. An automated 10-minute deep clean process will take place every night to wash all the sex fluids off the walls.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So if you're in Porthcawl, Wales, if you're going to have sex, go back to the Airbnb or wherever you're staying at.
If you were in downtown Calgary and you just wanted to have sex without going back to your house, like,
yeah.
And your car wasn't big enough or comfortable enough to do it. Is there a motel that you could just go to for an hour?
You know,
is there something
about
like that? Because I see that on movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if, I guess because like we've never had to been in that situation, we wouldn't know. But there must be a place like that.
I feel like there is, but I feel like I'm.
Like by the hour.
I feel like I'm the wrong type of person to know where that would even be. And but it's like, oh yeah, I just have to have a quick nap. Oh, you know what I'm thinking though? Is those.
The sleep places.
The nap pods or whatever?
Yeah. Can there be fuck pods?
Yeah, but those nap pods, man, those are like portable jerk machines.
You think that's what people are doing in there?
I'm guessing. That's what somebody mentioned on Twitter.
Oh, that's gross.
Could you imagine like a totally enclosed pod? Oh, yeah, I'm going to take a nap. Yeah, right.
Oh, I just assume that, yeah, you're going to take a nap. I wouldn't even think about doing
completely
that.
Completely enclosed,
but yeah,
privacy for like an hour. You could do a lot of things in an hour besides napping. And privacy.
That's so gross. That's very unsanitary too.
Yeah. And thank you, Twitter user who I forget, for bringing up that disgusting.
So if the pod is shaking, that should have like movement centers.
Yeah.
And then it just sprays on you. Them. Yeah.
Or just flies open.
Yeah.
And you're just visible to the world.
And then these people are probably get excited about that.
Some people would.
Some people like getting caught.
All right. Well, this guy has got to make supper. What's on the menu tonight, Rochelle?
Zucchini.
Woohoo! Because we grew it.
We've grown a lot of zucchini. I'm going to make chocolate zucchini cake.
And by we, I mean Rochelle did all the work with the help from our children.
I planted. That's pretty much it.
I really did contribute nothing to this.
Zucchini is pretty easy to grow. Okay. Like, we didn't really have to do that much other than preparation of the garden.
So, I'm going to make dinner. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be wonderful. Let's do it, shall we? Okay. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. As Rochelle mentioned at the top of the show, good news. You got another art show coming up with the Art Point Gallery, October 4th to 26th.
So you can follow me on Instagram, Rochelle Skilling Art on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I have videos of the art production, photos, all that kind of stuff.
I feel like
fun times.
Yeah, you're just killing it at Instagram.
It's a little bit addictive, I find. I like doing it, but at the same time, you're like, need to ease off on it too sometimes. Take a break.
Yeah.
Facebook.
You can follow our show on Instagram as well, Tip Tap Tip Show. I didn't have time enough to talk about it this show because I just found out about this, but I'm going to tease this for you, Rochelle, that I have a follow-up story from something that we mentioned in our very first episode. It's going to tie all the way back 10 years.
Like, I remember that?
I remembered it.
Oh.
So we're going to go. So just warn you, we're going to play a clip from our first episode. Because everything comes back. Everything.
Is that the No Billy No episode?
Yeah, there's other things we talked about then, but
Okay.
So that that's on my to-do list to talk about because apparently that person is back in the news for different reasons. So other than that, if you want to check out the music we listened to, we're on Spotify. Just look through, search for Tip Tap Tip episode music, and you can see all the songs we played. I'm gonna make supper. It's be awesome.
Wait, I have something to say.
Okay.
Everybody, guess whose birthday it is coming up.
Oh, man.
Guess whose birthday? It's Eric's birthday coming up September 1st. Send us all your hate mail for his birthday.
Yes, please do that.
Please send us the nastiest emails. Tell us how much you hate Eric's eyebrows and how much you love Tip Tap Tip. That would be amazing. September 1st, email info@tiptaptip.com.
That's it. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. First we'll change to human beings. Accept us now, it's what you see. Then we'll have some fun. Like we've never had alone. We will make you automatic.
Forward, not behind.
We are clever.